You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has opened its doors for another day, so it's time for the opening with Skulk Lowe, Portfolio Manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. How are things looking this morning, Skulk?
Yeah, I mean, it's opened up a little bit stronger, and now I'm just pulling back a little bit. I mean, but still not a lot of volume. I think not a lot of movement in the market. I think all eyes are currently set on 2:30 this afternoon for the US inflation figures, and just let's start right off. I think currently the expected level is 4.7. That's what everybody's going to look at the year on year. Are we going to be above or below this 4.7 levels? I think if we're going to come in below the 4.7 levels, I think we'll have a more of the same. Dollar a little bit stronger this morning. Dollar index over 90 points. Which could see just some stability in a certain sense, but if this US CPI figures come out higher than 4.7, I do think that we're gonna have some fun and games. Just to relate that back, I think last time around we had a initially when the shock came out last time around, we had an initial reaction where the dollar remained fairly strong. And for instance, for example, gold remained unchanged at these lower levels. And then suddenly, next day or 2 week later, there goes the dollar and there goes the gold price. So I think if we see a inflation rate north of 4.7, I think we can have a very similar movement than what we've seen in April last year May last month with the April figures.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether this is just a once-off where we saw the inflation rate jumping in the United States because of base effects above 4%. If it does come in, maybe this month's number gives us an indication of what level it might stabilize. But yes, you're quite right. If there is a little upside, then there could be a problem. What I'm looking at is the US 10-year bond, of course. Mm. And the bond traders are famed for sort of knowing more than people like you and I. They seem to be cleverer. And the US bond yield, hovering around that 150 level, having been 175 a couple of months ago. I don't know. It just seems that people are agreeing with Jay Powell, the chair of the US Federal Reserve, and saying this is just a transitory period of a spike in inflation.
I think the more important question is who's buying these bonds?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's a question that I would like to get answered.
That's a good question,
If it's really traders or investors that's currently, because remember, yesterday we said we're back at these 1.5 levels, levels that we've last seen in March 3 months ago. This morning we're trading below 1.5. This morning we're trading at 1.486, 1.49. This is a strong movement. And again, I want to know who's buying these bonds. is it really traders, really investors, or is this part of that? Fed's money that's currently buying these.
Do you think you're a conspiracy theorist? Do you think that they're actually suppressing the yield in order to calm market nerves? Because every commentator I see on various websites that I follow and television stations, they say that if there is a rise in rates this year, if the Fed or other central banks are forced to raise rates, this could mean a massive fall in the markets, like 25%, 30%, 40% on the downside, equity markets, that is. So maybe they are just trying to calm us down a little bit.
Lindsay, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Just put one on one together. We had Janet Yellen came out on Sunday, giving a very nice speech. And in essence, that speech, came down to, a high interest rate environment would not be bad for the U.S. And 2-3 days later, the bond yields go down, go down with this amount of movement. It's very hard to swallow that those two talk to each other, because naturally, usually when you're our governors start talking about higher interest rate environment, I promise you we will see some pressure on our bond rates. Yet we see the inverse. I think to your question, do I think this is the case? I think anything is possible. I do think that we will get more insight in the next day or next few hours. by 3 o'clock this afternoon. I think tonight's 5 o'clock shadow would be an interesting talking point.
I think so too. What happened on the stock exchange news service today? Any corporate action out of JSE listed companies?
It is DED. It is dead. There's no announcements today. So it is really quiet on the market. We now looking at a JSE that is now, I think it started off pretty much about 0.5% in the green this morning, but now pretty much giving it all back. We're now only 15 basis points stronger. I don't know. I think we're gonna pretty much see very slow movement on the JSE, until let's call it 2:30, 3 o'clock this afternoon. So yeah, I think till then, not a lot of news.
Okay, let's have a look at some swap prices then, Skunk. I will give you the currencies first of all, as always. The dollar rand is 13.72, which is a bit of a move. I mean, we're in the 13.40s a couple of days ago. We're now in the 13.70s. A dollar rand 13.72. British pound against the rand 19.34. The euro rand 16.70. Euro dollar is 121.70. Last night in the United States of America, the Dow Jones was down 0.4%. The S&P was down 0.2%. 2%, the NASDAQ was barely changed, just fractionally lower. S&P futures this morning, barely changed, just down very slightly. The gold price, not having a particularly good 24 hours. It's down $10 an ounce to $18.83. Where's platinum? Platinum is down $25 an ounce to $1,140. That's wishful thinking from my part. $1,141 an ounce. Where's palladium, please, Skulk?
And clearly also a little bit softer, about 0.5% softer compared to yesterday. Country returning $2,765. I think back to your gold point, 1,882. I think the biggest question currently in the market is why, while we're seeing the long bonds, or that's called a 10-year yield, U.S. Treasuries moving backward in yields, why is the gold following that? And I think that's just on real yields, or let's call it the inflation adjusted yield. So let's see. I think again we will have a lot more answers by 2:30 this afternoon.
Crude oil is trading at, having been above $70 a barrel yesterday for the West Texas brand, it's now $69.58 per barrel, which is down just 0.5%. Also down 0.5% is the Brent crude oil price, and that is trading currently at 71.82. It was 72.30, 72.40 yesterday. US Treasury yield, as you quite rightly pointed out earlier in our discussion, 1.486%. That's the yield. The South African 10-year bond I haven't got at the moment, but I'll get it in a second. Bitcoin has rallied by nearly 8% today to 36,800+, and the CRB commodity index, which is one that I watch closely, as you know, 224.4, which is at a near 7-year high, even with the oil price slightly weaker. Anything in the diary apart from the 2:30 announcement on US inflation, Skull?
No, in South Africa, let's call it an hour and a half's time, we'll get our current account for Q1. I think that might be something we'd like to look at and just see how that looked like. And then we'll get the gold production. Gold production year on year for April. That we're expecting around about 11:30. Also the mining production. And then around about 1 o'clock in South African time, we're going to see the manufacturing production. So quite an interesting economical day for South Africa. I think that could also see to some movement in our local market, especially in let's call it the mining side. We've seen some movement in the resis, specifically yesterday. Very very let's call it a poor day for resis. And I think let's just have a look and see what the actual productions look like.
All right, let's have a look at the top five up and down according to my 15-minute delayed screen, Skunk. Not really much going on at all. There's a couple of big names. I've got RB Platts up nearly 2% today on the gaining side. Textainer up 1.5%. Vukile up 1.5%. British American Tobacco, that giant, up 1.25%. And Anglo American PLC, another giant, up 1.2%. On the downside, Lighthouse Capital down 3.5%. Capitec down 1.4%. The banks had a really good day yesterday, but Capitec taking a bit of a breather. Barlow World down 1.2%. Standard Bank, again, after yesterday's stonking good session, down 1%. And Absa Group, another bank, down 0.8%. Any other? Oh, Wait a second. Did we have Fashini out this morning? 9:15, since we've been talking. Fashini Group contents consolidated financial statements for the year ended 31st of March. Have you had a chance to look at these?
No. I think we just started talking when that was released.
Exactly.
No, unfortunately not.
All right. I know you've got to dash off for another meeting, Skalk. We'll speak again next Wednesday. That's Skalk Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth. And just give us a couple of indices before you go, Skalk.
Yes. So you know, now we only 10 basis points stronger or in the green for the JSE. All share country trading at 67,754 points. The resis are marginally stronger, half a basis point stronger this morning. The industrials, they are also stronger, you know, 19 basis points. But as you mentioned, banks retracing or taking a bit of a breather off yesterday's nice run. We're down 0.51. But yet, again, it's a property. I mean, it's a property, even after a wonderful day yesterday, again, 11 points in the green.
Skalk, thanks very much for your time. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.